Shkolim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. We're on to a different topic. We're going to have over here a number of Mishnayis that are based on one principle. When something is found, an item, you have money on the floor, how do you know who it belongs to? So we know, when you learn Perek Elam Metzias, when you find money on the street, it doesn't have a simen, it's assumed that the Bailam was Miyayish, and you can keep it. So let's say the same thing for coins that are found in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, by the way, we might add as an aside, who dropped it? It fell out of somebody's pocket? There's halacha mefureshes that in one going up to the Harabayis, one has to rid himself of his shoes. He has to walk up barefoot, and he also has to walk up without his wallet. As I state mefuresh and mishnayis. So it didn't fall out of somebody's pocket. So Elamai was money not in somebody's pocket, miyud for business. It wasn't together with his credit card and his license and whatever else he keeps. What it was there for is he had the money in order to buy something, or it was money that fell from one of the gizbarim, the chulay, one of the shayfis. It was money that shaykh the hegdish. Okay, so you pick the money up. It doesn't have a simon. Fine. You want to say you could use it, but what's the money for? You can't use it to buy ice cream when you go back down. I would hope, by the way, that somebody who left the harabayis, the hashpo, would be mashpi on him that he's not on the way to buy ice cream. That was the whole purpose of the Beis HaMikdash. Vinishvi. He picked up the money. The money has Kedusha. He's going to use the money. If we could assume that the money comes from a certain cause, so then if he's over on that, he's over on Aver of Me'ilah. So we have to define money that's found in a Mokum Kodesh, how to look at it, what status it has. Avdem state in the Mishnah, Mois shenimtzu ben ashkolim linedova. Money that's found between the Shoiforois, the shofar that said shkolim, remember from the previous paragraph, taklin chaditin taklin asidin, atikin. Between the shofars of shkolim l'nedova and between the six shofars that we just had in the last Mishnah of Nedova. Korv l'shkolim, yipul l'shkolim, l'nedova, yipul l'nedova. This, by the way, is a basic rule of thumb that when you have two possibilities where something is from, it fell from the korov. The makor of this din, you learned Bava Basa Dav Chof Gimel, is from Egla Arufa, where a body, Rachman al-Tzon, a dead body, is assumed that the Nerag is from the nearest city, and the Ziknei Oysoir go out and they do the whole ceremonial Egla Arufa, Yodenu L'Shofel Adam Hazeh, etc., etc. The Gemara over there has a discussion that when there's a Roiv, there's another town that's a little bit further away, but that town is Takanat Korov, but it has much more people than the town that's near. Roiv and Korov, you have two ways of Birure Sveikas. So whenever you meet up with two Birure Sveikas, you always have to determine which one is the one that's Machriya. For example, Ruba v'Chazoka. Whenever you have a Roiv, Kenegat v'Chazoka, they make Korov, Ruba Odif. Roiv and Korov, the Gemara says in Bava Basu Dav Chof Gimel, is a klal, it's Negei Hein, Legabe, figuring out Isha, Hametamas, whether it's Damnido or not. Different halakim of dam, moitz, yotzef in the body. One is roiv, one is korev. Roiv, the korev, holchen achar roiv. The dead body, there's a mokum korev, there's another place that's further, holchen achar roiv. Over here, the Mishnah only tells us the klal of korev. Doesn't say anything about roiv. So the Rav addresses this right away, and he says, the one who holds, it's not so posh in the Gemara whether Roiv or Korov you go bas or the Roiv, but if the halach is you go bas or Roiv, Muki masnisin kigoyin sheshkolim v'nedova shavin, as I was mizogim, there's no Roiv. Otherwise this cloud would fall apart. So the Vashtet in the Mishnah is just the geographical location of the Sheforos. If you go bas a Korov, l'nedova, if it's close to l'nedova, you pull l'nedova. Mechza l'mechza, so you can't use the Korov. Yiplu l'nedova. Why taka? It's considered less a violation of the Kedusha if you would take a coin that was miyuchid already letzorche shkolim and it went l'nedova than the other way around. Why is that? Nedova, we just said in the previous parak, in the last mission, that it's used for karbonis oilo. So that's definitely a Kedusha chamira. The shkolim is not only karbonis, the shkolim are also used for other purposes. The marshal, the shiari shkolim are used l'chaymaseyu migdalaseo, the Rav points out. So Mamela, to put it Benadova, it definitely covers a Kedusha Chamura, that's where you put it. Ben Eitzim Lalavoino, if it's between the Shofar that was there for donating for Eitzim, and the Shofar that was there donating for Lavoino, Korev La'Eitzim Yiplu La'Eitzim, Lalavoino Yiplu Lalavoino, obviously based on the Klal of Korev, Mechza La'Mechza, Yiplu Lalavoino. Lavoina has more Kedusha. Lavoina is the Gufa carbon that's Ukra. The Eitzim is an auxiliary. It's a Machshir of the carbon. So Mela, the higher Kedusha is Lavoina. Seems to be the Klal. You go back to the higher Kedusha. Ben Kinin L'Goyz Le'Oyla. Korav L'Kinin Yiplu L'Kinin. Between the Shofar that was listed, that had on it that it's for a Kinin, and the other one that was Goyz Le'Oyla. Remember that they're both, that's in both the same thing. One is Tor and one is Ben Yoina. That's what the difference is. Referred to the Mishnah in the last parak. If it's near Kinin, obviously you pull a Kinin. Korev, Lugoyz Le'oyla, you pull Lugoyz Le'oyla. Again, Korev. Mechza Le'mechza, you're stuck. So which one is the higher? They're both the same thing. Yiplu Lugoyz Le'oyla, this needs a Hezber. So the Hezber is that this Mishnah is going Lefi the Chachomim in the previous parak, in parak Vav Mishnah Hey. The Chachomim hold that Kinin and Goyz Le'oyla Batsim are two different things. Kinin is not the chilik is not between Torah and Bnei Yoina. The chilik is Kinin is the peers that were brought by Yeledes, etc., where she had to bring a chatos and a oilo. Goyz le'oilo is anybody who wanted to bring a carbon oilo, a nedava, a vayfais. So that's kule oilois. See here what the Mishnah is saying is yiplu goyz le'oilo has more kedusha, it's oilo. Oila's Kedusha, since it's called Alam Mizbech, is more Kaddish than a Chatos. Ben Chulun L'Maisa Sheni. This, by the way, is not talking in the Beis HaMikdash. This is talking about somebody he has in his own house. He has one jar where he has coins of Chulun, one jar where he has coins of Maisa Sheni. Korev L'Chulun, it's Korev. Yipul L'Chulun, Maisa Sheni. Yipul L'Maisa Sheni. Mechza L'Mechza, the same Klal, he has to go with the Chomer. Yipul L'Maisa Sheni. The Mishnah sums it all up. Zeha klal, holchinacha korv lahokel. Korv is a machriya even when you're going to be mekel. You're allowed to put moyes in chulin, even though there's meister sheni right here. Mechza lamechza, where you can't use korv, lahachme, obviously you'll have to go to chumra. The Yerushalmi makes the cheshma that all the other possibilities are also bechlalis. So let's say you have between, even though the Mishnah didn't speak it out, between takn lechadatin letakn latikin. Takn lechadatin is the new shkolm that are going to be used this year. Because that's mamish the karbonis. Takan latikin is not used anymore for karbonis. So it's more chomer. Let's say you have, okay, we said kinin with goyz le'oilo. Levoino and zohov. So levoino is gufa carbon. Zohov is only used for the klisharis and so on. That'll be the klal. You'll have to go in each case. Figure out which one is the kedusha yis chamura. And if it's mechza mechza, you'll give it to that. But why the Mishnah speaks out certain sveikas and not others is a good point. Obviously, there's more of a chiddush in those cases that needs an explanation. Mishnah Beis. Here's a similar theme to what we just had in Mishnah Aleph, but we're not talking over here, legabe, a person finding money in his house. We're also not talking about finding between different containers, shofaris, in the Beis HaMikdash. We're talking about something else. You find in the shop of somebody who's a cattle merchant, we're talking about Yerushalayim, he sells animals. What are the animals being used for? The assumption is, most of the people that come to Yerushalayim, what did they buy behemoths from? We're not talking about horses, we're talking about behemoths that are roi to eat. Behemoths that are oimid la'achila. Again, we're not talking about big shvorim that are used for working. We're talking about shepsela, goats, lambs, cows, basa. So the assumption is that a yid in Yerushalayim is eating from mois of maaser sheni. He would be poida. Remember, he had quite a bit of maaser sheni money from his field back in Haifa. He was poida onto mois. He brought up the mois to Yerushalayim. That's what he would eat. And he would eat kechol avos nafshecha kevavur in the pasuk of Parshas Re. So the stomiest of money, lefnei seichu behem, is maisa. This lechor is not based on korv like we had in Mishnah Aleph. This lechor is based on roiv. Roiv of the money over here that people dropped were for maisa. Now there's a pashta kasha, which will add another layer to this halacha. Think about it for a second. The only people that we're talking about over here are the customers. The customers came to the stall, to the store, to buy money. I'm sorry, to buy behemoths with money for Maisa. That we understand. L'maisa, they give the money to the soicher. What happens to the money then? Becomes chulin. It's neschal. So why do we say that the money is Maisa? Maybe the money should be chulin. Maybe it should be a sofik. The test is weiter roif. Most of the people that are here, that it could have fallen from, are the customers. There's many customers crowding around one moicher. So the stomius is that the fellow who dropped it is Maisa. Is the customer, and what fell from his hands is Mois with Kedushas Maisa. That's the assumption. Bahara Bayis, he wasn't buying behemois. The money that dropped out of anybody who had the money we discussed before, who had money in his hand and the Har Bayis, what would he be doing with money? Normal, the assumption has to be chulin, that the money is chulin. Why is that? So the way the Gemara explains it, Tzitzugim Psochim, is the Gemara explains that be'etzem most of the money in Yerushalayim at any given time, at most given times of the year, are chulin. The case that we had of Nimtzu L'tnei Seich V'hem is specifically in a store where most people are walking in with Mois Maisa. But most of the money in Yerushalayim, one would assume, is chulin. Now, look at the next case. B'Yerushalayim B'Shas HaRegel Maisa, most of the money in Yerushalayim, when Yidna being Oile Regel, they brought with them Maisa Sheni money. So then the assumption is it's Maisa. B'Shar Kol Yomois HaShona, there's no such assumption. There's all sorts of people visiting Yerushalayim. They're all carrying Mois Maisa Sheni? No. So really, most of the money is still Chulin. And that would be the fair assumption. The reason why the Mishnah is Mois of the Harabayis is because you would say that right after Yom Tov, the assumption is that most of the money there was Yom Tov day. And the answer is that there are plenty of people, thousands of people that are coming year-round to the Har HaBayis, to Beis HaMikdash, who said that the money that you found now was lost over the last week, Bimei HaRegel. So B'Shas HaRegel in Yerushalayim, there we assume that the money that's here now is that. The money on the Har HaBayis, it wasn't the regular money on the Har HaBayis. So money that made its way into the Har HaBayis wasn't the regular people coming to Yerushalayim and buying their behemoths. It's some person had money on him. Some person had money on him could be anything. Most of the money is chulin. So therefore, Har HaBayis, even after Yemei HaRegel, even right after Yemei HaRegel, most of the money is chulin. That would be the fair assumption.